Hello, my name is Ian Jones, and this is the Rusty Elm Microcast, a short ad hoc journal of my attempt to learn Rust and Elm in order to build a side project. So since we last spoke, there's been some huge news in the Elm community. Elm 0.19 has been released. That's about 2 years after 0.18. It's got a faster compiler with smaller output. The packages are now in our Elm namespace rather than Elm Lang. Another thing I noticed that looks good is the new browser module that replaces the HTML program stuff. There's a new time module that looks nice too. I should make good use of that, I think, in the future with my project. I'm looking forward to using Elm again. But first, I need to get to a basic Rust backend. On that score, I'm still reading the book, the Rust programming language book. Got through the tests, and that looks really good, the test chapter. Unit tests in the same file as code makes complete sense to me. That's really good. It's a nice idea, being able to have your unit tests right there with the code that they're going to test. Love that. And testing private functions in unit tests works. That's mind blown with that. I've had so many problems with PHP trying to test private functions. I'm really looking forward to testing private functions in Rust. And I do like the separation of the integration tests for public library functions. That makes lots of sense to me too. And this whole idea of skinny main file and fat lib looks good. Kind of itching to get on with my project, really, and actually start using these kind of tests to keep it clean. After that chapter on tests, I obviously went on to the I.O. project chapter. I was impatient to get on and read the functional language features chapter that I really wanted to get to, but I'm really glad that I did actually read this I.O. projects chapter. It refreshed some previously learned concepts nicely, but it also introduced more new stuff than I expected, so I'm really glad I read it. Finally got to the functional language features chapter, which was a little bit disappointing because it really basically just covered anonymous functions and iterators, or basically map. But still very important to learn that kind of stuff and how it's done in Rust. The improving our IO project section was probably the best because it kind of distilled it all down into nice, neat pieces. So yeah, that was good. I'm glad I got through that. And I've just started reading about all the kind of cargo stuff you can do. At some point, I hope that I'll be releasing code as a crate. Who knows? You know, you never know what drops out of a project when you might find something that's worth sharing with other people. Otherwise, it's not really been that eventful. I've had some time off, and that usually mucks up your schedule. Have actually just today released a new version of a WordPress plugin that I built a long time ago for Delicious Brains as part of a blog series that uses Elm. For its front end, called WP Cronpixie. I just did some minor updates in preparation for moving it to using Elm 0.19. I cleaned up package dependencies that prevent it from being upgraded to 0.19. I also made some other minor little tweaks to the build, to make it easy to build with a local version of Elm, actually in the project, so installed with npm rather than relying on a global Elm tool chain. So it's nice and neat now, and hopefully it'll be easy to upgrade to 0.19. Otherwise, that's it. Just a quick update. Hopefully as I crack on and actually start building things, I'll have more to say. If you want to get in contact with me, I'm on Microblog at Ian M. Jones and Twitter as Ian M. Jones. Until next time, take care.